This is Ricardo.
Hey, Ricardo. I'm actually looking to follow up with somebody or something. My name is Steve. Is there anybody that like does the financial decisions for the company?
In regards to what again?
I'm just trying to follow up since I don't offer to the company. It's actually just in reference to some prior financing the company did with Union Bank a couple years ago back.
Oh, I could, if you give me a second, I'll let you talk to somebody in just a minute. Give me a second.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Brandon, the Bank of Cardiff. I'm calling on August 25th. Sorry I missed you, I know you're out until September 5th, but I was just looking to follow up on a finance offer that our bank sent.
One of the both of that account they have
from. And we pre-approved you for $250K. I was just hoping you had a chance to look it over.
Just part.
I'm sure you get a bunch of these and end up talking. Anyway, a little background on us. We're a private business bank down in San Diego. And working capital is a new lending tool that allows you to have more access.
Yeah, this is Phil from the CIA. Can I help you?
This is Phil?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Phil. Yeah, my name is Steve. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Good. Hey, you know, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time. The whole reason I'm calling really is just to follow up with you on something. Sent out an offer to your company like 2.5 weeks ago. Just seeing if you had seen that come through, like across your desk or anything like that. It was actually just in reference to some prior financing that you guys did with Union Bank a couple years back. I don't know. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Well, I have an account at Union Bank.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's awesome. Well, yeah, so this offer that I sent out was actually based off of that borrowing history with them. But what the offer was, it was just for some, you know, equipment or some capital, seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year you guys look to do that kind of thing.
Not right now, we don't. But, you know, I'll keep that in mind. You're with Cardiff Bank, right?
Yeah, we're actually right down the road from you guys, down in La Jolla.
Now, no needs for cash right now, but if I do, I will contact you, okay?
Cool, yeah. Is there any time of the year you'd look to do that any kind of time?
Spring more likely.
In the spring?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right on. Just curious. Do you guys ever do anything with the Section 179 on the tax form or anything?
I don't know what 179 is.
The 179 form is, section of the tax form is actually, it's where you write off stuff. So, like, let's say if you buy a piece of equipment or something like that, and then you owe $100,000.
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Go ahead.
I've got a very good accountant. He takes care of all that stuff. I don't know the section number, so.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect you to. That's why I was just curious. I know a lot of people, they don't. That's fine. Would it be okay with you, Phil, if I just, you know, send you one email with my contact information if the time ever arises?
Absolutely.
Cool.
My email address is real simple. It's just phil@jumblemusic.net. Phil at jungle
music.net. Junglemusic.net.
Yeah.
All right, Phil. Well, I do appreciate your time, man, and hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yeah.